Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This is the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Your host is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. Thank you for listening. Hank is joined again today by Elliot Miller, Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal, and Melanie Cogdill, Managing Editor. The next edition of the journal addresses many important issues. Our cover story examines the teachings of TV self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Also, don't miss a review of the movie Zeitgeist. Lee Strobel equips you on sharing your faith in natural settings and our feature article on the evolutionary morality of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins. To order your subscription or this edition of the journal, dial 888-7000-CRI. You'll also find it on our secure website at www.equip.org. It would make a perfect gift for your pastor, loved one, or friend as well. Well, now to begin the program, here is CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
In studio with me today, again, Melanie Cogdill. She's Managing Editor of the Christian Research Journal. And Elliot Miller, longtime Editor-in-Chief of the Christian Research Journal. And as always, we are excited to talk about the Christian Research Journal. It's an award-winning magazine. But we're trying in this broadcast, as in other broadcasts that we do in the journal, to whet people's appetites so that they subscribe to the journal. And Elliot, I think you're more concerned with not just the subscription, but more concerned that the subscribers actually really get into it, just like we don't want to have people buy Bibles and then have the Bibles gather dust. We want people to use them. So we want to get people excited about the journal, how to use the journal, how to make it practical, not only for the person who buys it, but for the person who starts to use it after they buy it with their families.
You know, I really would love to hear from journal readers, too, and get feedback from them more than I do. You know, since we've gone to like an email approach for letters, we don't get as many letters. And it's actually easier to write by the email. But what is it, Melanie, our email address, we can give it over the air.
It's response@equip.org.
Right. So I would welcome feedback, but let us know your suggestions for ways that the journal can be more helpful for you. Because that is, you're absolutely right. That is our goal, is that we have this dilemma as a publisher of an apologetics magazine. By the very nature of what apologetics is, it's scholarly. You know, we're dealing with research. We're dealing with making sure that we do good scholarship. We have footnotes. We have to document. You know, we don't want to be sensational. We don't want to be superficial. But at the same time, the dilemma comes in that we're not preparing this scholarly magazine for the academic institutions, for academia. We're preparing this for it to be used by the lay Christian, by the Christian next door and the Christian listening on the air. And so we have got to, you know, make the magazine as accessible as we can so that they can use this information and apply it to their lives. And so we have been working for years at trying to make it more accessible, and we've come up with many different things to help with that. The articles are shorter than they used to be. We have synopses that summarize and, you know, it distill the information so people can get a quick handle on it and use it. You know, we just work on in the actual editing process to make sure we're not just throwing around a bunch of technical terms, that we define things. You know, we use illustrations, sidebars, and different things that are inviting to people and help them. So that's why, you know, the continual emphasis is on the practical. That's why we have the practical hermeneutics column that we just started a few months ago, so that people can take principles of biblical interpretation and apply them to real-life situations where you're dealing with somebody who's quoting the Bible but taking it out of context, and you want to be able to help them to see why what they're doing is misrepresenting the Bible, the principle involved. And so these are the kinds of things we want. Basically, our passion, Hank, is we want to see Christians informed and excited about their faith and representing it well, not caught up like yesterday we spoke about Anthony Robbins. And you know, a lot of Christians could watch Anthony Robbins, and because he's not directly, you know, attacking the Bible or preaching about some other God in any kind of detailed form, they might think, well, this is something I can use. And unfortunately, a lot of Christians do that. So we're trying to provide people with the discernment so they don't get caught up with Anthony Robbins, or so that when they read Richard Dawkins and his selfish gene ideas, that their faith is not stumbled, or Bart Ehrman, you talked about him yesterday. You know, we're trying to, our vision, our passion, our purpose for existing is to see equipped Christians, Christians who know what it is they believe, why they believe it, they're confident in their faith, they can articulate their faith, and they can have answers to things that are going on right now, and they can exercise good discernment when they see something that's questionable. They can begin to articulate why that is suspicious, and they know where to go because they've got the Christian Research Journal, they got equip.org to look for that topic, that teacher, or whatever it is, and see if it's been dealt with in a past issue of the Christian Research Journal. Hopefully, they got their own collection of journals handy to be able to go back and read the article that we published, just a year and a half ago on that very subject.
Talk about how important it is in an age when internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on, to have a magazine that you know that you can trust.
That's one of the things. Boy, you just brought up an interesting point, Hank, because there's so much information on the internet, and how do you know that you can trust it? And it's making all kinds of different claims, contradictory claims. But if you have a source like the Christian Research Journal that you have been reading for years, and you've been listening to the Bible Answer Man for years, then you know there's a track record there of trustworthiness, reliability, integrity, truthfulness. Truth really does matter. It's not just a slogan. It is a practice. It is a life philosophy. You know, it is a motivation. You know, truth does matter. And so therefore, when you have the Christian Research Journal, you can, and there's something that you come across on the internet, and I think we're going to be talking a little later in this program about Zeitgeist, which is a good example of exactly what we're talking about. It's a movie on the internet. It makes all kinds of claims about Christianity that a lot of people never heard before, and that can be very upsetting to them if they're believers. Well, you can go to equip.org. Did the Christian Research Journal ever deal with this? And oh, yes, they did. You know, and that's what we're dealing with in this very issue, is Zeitgeist. That's the kind of thing. So, but as far as what you can trust beyond just checking to see if the journal has dealt with it, you know, you have to be able to test sources. You have to be able to, where did they get this from? You know, and if they have footnotes, if they don't have footnotes, that's a problem right there. You know, they're not allowing themselves to be tested. They're not providing their sources. You know, they could just be talking off the top of their head. If they do have footnotes, then follow up on those footnotes and see what kind of books they are, and read what other people have to say about those books. You know, with search engines on the internet, it doesn't take long to find out what other people's opinions are and what kind of critiques and criticisms have been made about a book. And so get down to the sources. That's one of the things you can do if you know, to know whether you can trust somebody.
Melanie, ever a time in your estimation where it has become more necessary to popularize apologetics or the defense of the faith?
I think the time is now in this post-Christian culture. You know, we were speaking earlier of Richard Dawkins, and some of these atheists have made their beliefs very pop, open to the pop culture. As a matter of fact, Richard Dawkins was just this week in Charlotte speaking to a packed audience. And so maybe someone's neighbor went to see that. Before, it was just ivory tower scientists and scholars, but they've taken that information and made it in a pop format. And so the journal's here to help you understand what they're talking about and help you to give biblical answers to those atheistic objections, whether they come in the classroom, as you talked about yesterday with Bart Ehrman, or in some of these new atheists who are topping the bestseller lists.
And both of you have brought up Richard Dawkins a couple of times. We deal directly with Richard Dawkins and his selfish gene in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, or the one that's brand new. When you subscribe, that's what you'll get. But he thinks that he's provided an evolutionary explanation for the existence of morality that is solely independent of God and religion. So he thinks that he's found a mechanistic, materialistic explanation for morality. And yet in this issue of the Christian Research Journal, we find out that what he's doing is talking rubbish or nonsense. And again, we explain exactly why.
Right. And the thing about Richard Dawkins, if anybody hasn't heard of him, he's just, you know, he's probably right now the most influential and popular atheist who is attacking Christianity, you know, and he's a he's a professor at Oxford, and he's, you know, a distinguished scientist, but he's not just writing on, you know, biology or his discipline, but he is writing, again, about, just like we talked about Bart Ehrman yesterday, he's writing about God, and he's really got it in for God and for Christianity, and so he really, you know, despises religion, and, you know, what happens is people who are looking for ammunition against Christians turn to him because they think that he's got the goods. And people who are Christians and want to keep their faith but are not well grounded in their faith can be very shaken to hear this man speak so authoritatively and confidently against Christianity.
Here's a good example of Richard Dawkins talking about the fact that there is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God.
In this program, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. The process of non-thinking called faith. I'm a scientist, and I believe there is a profound contradiction between science and religious belief. There is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God. And I think the idea of a divine creator belittles the elegant reality of the universe. The 21st century should be an age of reason, yet irrational, militant faith is back on the march.
If you ever wondered whether we should be able to demonstrate not a apologetic issue, but the apologetic issue to be true, the issue of origins, I suppose that clip in and of itself underscores why you should be subscribing to the Christian Research Journal and why you should know what you believe and why you believe it with respect to the issue of origins.
Yes, and I just find it you know, a little bit of a chuckle that he talks about these militant, irrational believers, because if I've ever heard anyone militant and irrational, it's Richard Dawkins. And atheists don't realize, you know, that they're calling the kettle black, the pot calling the kettle black, because they are fundamental, like you love to use the word fundamentalist for some of these people, and it's absolutely appropriate, because fundamentalist isn't a particular set of beliefs, it's an attitude. An attitude of, I've got my mind made up, don't confuse me with the facts, you know, and you have people like that in Christianity, but you also have people like that in secularism as well. It's a personality type. It's not a religion. And I got news for you, Richard Dawkins, the very thing you despise, that's what you are. You are a fundamentalist. You are exactly like that. Your mind is closed, made up, you're militant, and you're irrational, and you don't want to be confused with the facts.
And, of course, he wants to say that science answers the question of how life evolved on Earth. Religion answers the question of why there is life, although he doesn't believe that religion has any place. But the fact of the matter is he is creating a false dichotomy, because science and religion are interlocking, overlapping domains. Christianity makes factual claims about the universe just like science does. For example, we say God created the universe ex nihilo, out of nothing. Well, 19th century science argued with that. They said that the universe has always existed. The question is, which is true truth? And he's thinking that somehow or other, Christianity is shackled superstition, which arose during the Dark Ages and has little concept of history, does not know that the Dark Ages weren't dark at all. It was in the Dark Ages that we had ingenuity, because Christians believed in revelation. They believed that their reason needed to be enlightened. Otherwise, they're going to be sitting in a dark room with eyes that cannot behold truth. They need the light of revelation. And when Augustine and Christians in the quote-unquote Dark Ages began to recognize that, they spawned the greatest civilization in the history of the planet. And out of that ingenuity came Christian universities. And out of the Christian universities came science. Richard Dawkins thinks he owns science. He thinks it's a secular innovation. Nothing could be farther from the truth. He simply does not know the facts. And again, that is why we produced the Christian Research Journal, so that Christians might be educated. We don't want Christians to be like Richard Dawkins. We want to train them to be able to take the objections raised by people, spoon-fed by Richard Dawkins, and then use them with gentleness and with respect to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. Check out the Christian Research Journal of the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be right back.
To find out more about one of the articles Elliot, Melanie, and Hank have been discussing, or to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal, or to give as a gift to your pastor or friend, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or start your subscription online by going to our safe and secure website at equip.org. That's www.equip.org. Bible Answer Man fans, there are now more ways than ever to interact with the radio program and Hank Hanegraaff. Besides listening online, podcasting, watching video clips, or reading Hank's blog, you can also access more of Hank through Facebook, Twitter, and our brand new website at www.equip.org, where you can access all of these new media. Don't go away. Hank returns with more of the program right after this.
Don't all religions lead to God? What is truth? Aren't the Bible's views on homosexuality outdated?
What's wrong with Wicca?
Teens question everything. They need real answers. That's why Hank Hanegraaff has come out with the Bible Answer Book for Students.
Hank took all the Q&As from Bible Answer Book 1 and 2 that are important to students and came up with real answers that make sense to us.
82 questions on topics that are on the minds of students today, about God, the Bible, eternity, even social issues are covered, like stem cell research, capital punishment, homosexuality, and many others.
The Bible Answer Book for Students is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, those looking for spiritual answers, with new Christians, or for you.
The Bible Answer Book for Students by Hank Hanegraaff. Order your copy. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. It's also available online at equip.org.
When Charles Darwin was writing his famed The Origin of Species, it was well known at the time that the first fossils of animals appeared suddenly and without predecessors. So there was a deep dilemma about what his theory told him to expect to find and the facts. Darwin's Dilemma on DVD explores the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and the scientific controversy that still surrounds it. Where are the missing transitional forms that Darwin's theory requires? Can any undirected evolutionary process explain the origin of animals? Filmed on four continents, this fascinating documentary examines some of the most important fossil discoveries ever made. The Cambrian explosion was actually an explosion of biological information, information that points unmistakably to foresight, purpose, and intelligent design. Order Darwin's Dilemma, The Mystery of the Cambrian Fossil Record, from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Pre-order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff, with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options.
Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Institute, our website, www.equip.org, and the Christian Research Journal give you a front row seat to the intellectual confrontations and counterfeit philosophies that oppose the church and the truth of God's Word today, and equip you with well-reasoned, respectful answers that the Bible commands us to give. We are encouraged to know that by God's grace, your participation with our ministry has made a difference.
All I have to say is I've grown so much ever since I started listening to the radio show the first time, and the first thing that comes in your heart, you want to be a Bible answer man. We are all called to have an answer for the reason that lies in us. Bless you, Hank, and thank you very much for your ministry, and be strong and faithful to the Lord.
To be a co-laborer with us in the battle, please pray regularly for these ministries, and please consider giving a special gift to support these outreaches. To donate, call CRI today at 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Besides the Christian Research Journal's outstanding feature articles, our regular departments include Viewpoint, Practical Hermeneutics, our ever-popular Ask Hank, and Effective Evangelism. In this edition of Effective Evangelism, you'll be equipped by Lee Strobel to share your faith in natural settings. To start your subscription to the award-winning Christian Research Journal or give a gift subscription to your pastor, friend, or loved one, call 888-7000-CRI or start your subscription online by going to our website at www.equip.org. And now, let's get back to the Bible Answer Man. Here's Hank.
And the testimonials on the journal just keep pouring in. Roxana, she writes, "Dearest Hank and team, it was such a blessing to read the welcome letter for my subscription to the Christian Research Journal. It blessed my entire day and all for something that will benefit me. I love your broadcast. It is so informative, and since listening over podcast, I've grown so very, very much. Thank you so much for blessing so many people with your ministry. Thank you for equipping me. Thank you again, and may God continue to bless your ministry." Someone that recognizes the value of this ministry. And I was thinking, I was reading that, Elliot, you and I went over to China. We went to Taiwan, we went to China, we're in Hong Kong. And while we were there, we saw authentic New Testament Christianity in action. We saw Christians that loved Jesus Christ, that have taken up their cross and are daily following him, that are willing to suffer vilification and persecution, almost felt like we were being transported back to the first century, where believers would say, "No, not Caesar is Lord, but Christ is Lord," and were willing to be vilified and imprisoned, and were willing to die. We saw that in action in China, and yet in the West, so many Christians are apathetic. They don't seem to care. They don't seem to recognize that there is a war for the souls of people. When we talk about Richard Dawkins, we can make light of him, but we have to recognize that this is a man robbing impressionable young kids of their faith. He is destroying the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And the question is this: he's fulfilling his job description, the job description of a pagan, and he's doing it well. The question is, are we willing to fulfill our job description? And to do that, we need resources like the Christian Research Journal. It's not about selling a magazine or a subscription. It's about equipping people.
Absolutely. You know, I was just thinking, as you were saying that the role of CRI is analogous to what the New Testament role of a pastor should be. A lot of times people think that the role of the pastor is that he does the ministry. So people just come in and they come to service, they come to Sunday night meeting or midweek prayer meeting. They put their check in the offering basket and, you know, they're paying him. He's got to do his job. So he's got to teach, he's got to counsel, he's got to do visitation, he's got to, you know, handle the administration of the church, you know, and the youth and everything. He may have one or two assistants, but basically they're the ones that are doing the ministry. Well, that's not the New Testament. You go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and you see that it's about equipping. The leaders are called to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. So that the church members are to be doing the ministry. Now, the people we saw in China, they have that vision. They understand that, and they're living it. And that's why we see such vitality and commitment in them. And we don't see it here is because a lot of people don't understand. We're all called to ministry. Well, in the same way, CRI is like the pastor. We're not here to do apologetics. We can't answer all the different people that are denouncing Christianity or challenging it. We're here to equip the people listening, the people reading, the people writing, so that they will have the information in their own spheres of influence, whether it's at school, at home, at work, in the neighborhood, or maybe they, you know, through their work, they can touch many people too. Maybe there's someone who's in, you know, the media, you know, and they get their information here, they're able to use it there. Wherever it is, on all of our different stations, the job is too big for CRI. We're here to train, equip, provide resources, but people, you know, all of you need to be actually giving a reason for the hope that lies within you and doing the work of apologetics, or the Richard Dawkins of the world are going to win.
And it's an amazing thing when you think about it for just a moment. Think about Western civilization. Think about our culture. We're looking a whole lot more like Europe than we did 5 or 10 years ago.
That's a scary thought.
And if you go to China, this is a communist land. You have about 20 million Christians in the registered church controlled by the government. You have about 20 million communists. And then in the persecuted or the house church movement, and you and I saw it up close and personal, 100 million or more Christians growing so fast that the government is now asking us questions, how do we deal with this? So you have Christianity on fire, authentic New Testament Christianity on fire, and they're clamoring, they're crying, they're begging to be trained, to be equipped, to go further. And in the West, you have all these resources. It's like a smorgasbord. It's like filet mignon. And we're trying to say, here it is. Avail yourself of it. And the reason we say it, Melanie, is that it's not about eating a nice steak. It's about when you equip yourself, you get to have the most incredible experience that anyone can have this side of eternity. The Holy Spirit moving through you in the process of changing another life. And you might say, well, you know, I'm just not good at that. I guarantee you, if you are equipped, God is going to give you the opportunity. And when he does, it is life transformational. You know this. You had a background in evangelism. You were involved in the work of evangelists for many, many years personally and continue to do that. You know about the power of the Holy Spirit moving through you. But it only really happens if you're equipped. If you're equipped, God's going to use you.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times as Christians in the West, we forget that we're not here to have the American dream or a life of ease, that we are kingdom disciples and we are part of a spiritual reality, a war that's being fought. And just in mentioning Richard Dawkins, it's like these people are going out that are enemies of God and trying to dissuade Christians in their faith and lead people astray. And we need to be equipped to answer those objections with biblical truth. And we need to keep this before ourselves. And I think many times in the West, we don't. We look to worldly things like a life of ease or the American dream rather than being engaged as a kingdom disciple.
One of the most gripping examples of that, Elliot, that you and I experienced in China is one of the guys carrying our luggage. At one point in the journey, I had enough time to ask him, tell me about your background. Found out, I kind of had to tear it out of him because he's very humble, that he taught at Harvard, that he worked on Wall Street during 9/11, and he went back to his homeland. He felt called. In his homeland, when you're caught reading unauthorized materials in unauthorized places, you can be imprisoned. When you are imprisoned, it's hard to get a good job. And you see these people with these incredible credentials. I mean, taught at Harvard, worked on Wall Street, carrying your bags. And the thing that was most stunning about it, there wasn't any self-pity, not an ounce in all the time we experienced it, not an ounce of self-pity. It was about taking up his cross and living with eternity in mind. And I wish we could get that message across to people.
Well, we're doing our best here, and I do believe some people are listening, you know, and we get the letters and we get the feedback that let us know that people are listening, you know, and that is what it's about. Living with eternity in mind is the only way to live, because otherwise, you know, your life will be gone before you know it, and you'll be going, why didn't I live for Christ when I could have? Why didn't I take advantage of that? And my finding, Hank, is that when we do just realize it's not somebody else God's calling, it's me. And we start where we're at right now, and we're faithful with what we have, and we study to show ourselves approved unto God, and we make ourselves available to be used by Him. Things start happening. God starts using us. God starts opening up doors. And then it becomes exactly what Lee Strobel writes about in this issue. It's been about the best segue possible, because we weren't even planning it. But Lee Strobel has an article on effective evangelism called,
Experiencing your own unexpected adventures.
You know, and he's talking about evangelism. He's talking about being used by God. And so if you want, if what we're saying is resonating with you and you would like to know more about this and begin to put this into practice, start out by reading Lee Strobel's article, because he talks about how God awakened him to this and how God used him. Now look at Lee Strobel. You know, I mean, God is using him in just an unbelievable way. And he started out just like anyone else, you know, and it doesn't mean that God is going to use me that way or you or someone else. God will use us, each of us, however he pleases. It doesn't matter how many souls we win to Christ. It matters that we're faithful with what God gave us to do. And who knows what that one soul we led to Christ might end up doing. He might be the one that leads hundreds of thousands of souls to Christ. You never know. But what matters is just to be used by God and to be available to God. You know, that's what makes life exciting. And it's with eternity in mind, when we live with eternity in mind, just realizing that that's what counts is anything that affects our eternal destiny, our salvation and the salvation of others, and laying up treasures for ourselves in heaven by being faithful.
And of course, we are talking today about the Christian Research Journal, and all the conversation is meant to drive you into the journal, because it's an equipping tool. It's a tool by which you are equipped to be able to be an effective witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only that, when the winds and waves of doubt beat upon the door of your house, you are going to be prepared to withstand the pressure of those winds and waves. You can order the Christian Research Journal on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Talk to resource consultants at 888-7000 CRI, or as always, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And we'll be right back.
Start your subscription to the journal to make sure your relationship with God is rightly fed and well-grounded. It also makes the perfect gift for your pastor, loved one, or friend. To start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal or to give a gift subscription, call 888-7000-CRI or order online by going to our website, www.equip.org. At the Christian Research Institute, our ministry is supported in so many different ways, and one of those ways involves non-cash assets. These assets include things like cars or real estate, and just as with cash donations, these gifts are tax deductible. To find out more about the types of non-cash gifts that you can donate to the work and ministry in the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just visit our website at www.equip.org. And once there, click on the Donate button and then select the Give a Non-Cash Donation option. Again, that's on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Hank will be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the teachings of self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Does he promote personal power or harmful hedonism? Lee Strobel equips you to share your faith in natural settings in our effective evangelism column. And don't miss our feature article on the moral views of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins as the journal examines the question, can morality be based in our selfish evolutionary past? Also, don't miss a review of the influential internet movie Zeitgeist, our practical hermeneutics department, viewpoint articles, or our ever-popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
We have assembled for the first time ever some of the great luminaries of the evidence for Christ in the world. These people have been assembled for one purpose, and that is to present the case for Christ to you. And in the end, it's your responsibility, your opportunity to come to your own conclusion in the case for Christ.
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Christ is now on DVD. One skeptical journalist.
I thought the idea of an all-powerful creator of the universe was just an absurd idea.
Investigates the most important story in history. Lee Strobel and biblical scholars explore the evidence for the life of Jesus.
Now, it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ. Investigate the evidence for yourself.
The Case for Christ. Look for it on DVD.
Order this DVD and the entire Lee Strobel 3-disc film collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org.
From Genesis to Revelation, every word of the New King James Bible is performed in dramatic audio theater by over 500 actors and narrated by Michael York, with sound design by one of the top studios in the industry, and scored with original music composed and conducted by Maestro Stefano Manetti. The Word of Promise Audio Bible puts the listener in the moment when Moses leads the children of Israel, Daniel walks into the lion's den, and when Jesus lives as man here on earth.
But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Order the Word of Promise audio Bible on CD or MP3 from CRI by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. The Christian Research Institute offers numerous ways to get the answers you seek to tough questions about Christianity, cults, the occult, essential Christian doctrine, and more.
This is the time that we need this organization to be not just proclaiming the truth, but doing the research and getting us the answer. Sometimes heretical writings come out and the average Christian reads them and says, you know, I know that isn't right, but I need some help in understanding why it isn't right. I need someone to do some research. Well, that's what the Christian Research Journal does. That's what Hank does and others on the show.
As Lee Strobel just said, the value of the Christian Research Institute is in the combined resources of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Primary Source Research, and the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe today online at www.equip.org. If you find today's program of particular interest, we invite you to call CRI and order your own subscription to the Christian Research Journal. The next issue is soon to be released and covers vital topics such as evangelism, understanding difficult Bible passages, and several cutting-edge articles penned by some of America's best writers. To start your subscription or give a gift subscription to a pastor, friend, or loved one, call toll-free 888-7000-CRI. Or you can go online to our secure website, www.equip.org, to order your subscription to the Christian Research Journal. Well, now here to tell us more about what's inside the journal are Elliot Miller, Melanie Cogdill, and our host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, do remember that October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and one of the ways you can appreciate your pastor is by getting him a subscription to the Christian Research Journal. The ways to do that, three ways. One is you can order on the World Wide Web at equip.org by talking to resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. Or when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Let's sneak in a quick call. Barbara, listening in Wichita, Kansas on KCVW. Hi, Barbara.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for hanging on so long.
Well, you know, like I say, I want to thank you, first of all, for writing the book, Christianity in Crisis in the 21st Century. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful book, and I didn't even realize how many false prophets there were out there. Some of them I could tell automatically, but there were a lot that I couldn't. So I want to thank you for writing that for those of us who maybe aren't as strong in the scripture as we need to be. I'm working on that, but I'm not quite there yet. So this really helped. My question today, I know what the scripture says about witchcraft and about prophet, you know, fortune telling and that sort of thing. But is there any place that for a Christian to have maybe special gifts that are given to them and not to be used for that purpose? And the reason I'm asking this is I've had specific experiences where, like, for example, my grandmother died when I was 12. I knew a month before she died she was going to die. I knew what she was going to be buried in. I knew what she was going to look like when she, you know, in her casket, the whole nine yards. I also, at times, I'll just feel the need to pick up the phone and call somebody that I have not talked to in years and years and years. And every time that I mean, it's almost like a frantic thing. I just feel like I have to get a hold of them. And every time I've done that, it's usually there has been some tragedy in their family or even with them.
Yeah,
and
Barbara,
an example would be my father, who I never, ever knew. I was 24, and I decided that it was time to get to know him. And the more I just felt like I needed to call him. I needed to call him. I needed to get a hold of him. I needed to find him somehow. And I finally got a hold of a family member, and he had died 2 weeks before. And these are just strange things. They happen frequently. And, I don't use it for, you know, I don't use it, period, as far as, like, to try to gain anything.
Let me see if I can get at that for a moment, Barbara. I mean, the first thing that I would say to you is that I don't doubt in any sense that God can prompt you about something that he wants you to act on. God not only can do that, but I certainly believe that God does do that. But I think there's an overarching principle here that you have to be aware of and maybe even cautious concerning, and that is that God never gives us the future, and he does that as a blessing. If we knew what was going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next week or the next month or the next year, we would not have the intestinal fortitude to face the problems of life. What God does, in distinction to that, he gives us just enough light so that we can step into some more light. And when we go through the difficult situations or circumstances of life, what he does is he gives us the peace that passes all understanding, and he gives it to us at that moment, and oftentimes not a moment before. So if we have a floodlight that blazes the trail of life in front of us so we can see what's going to go on in the future, we wouldn't want to face the future. So God, in his kindness and his love and his mercy, keeps that future hidden from us.
Right, and then I would just add into that, Hank and Barbara, is that you have to ask yourself, how would this operate? In other words, if we have a sixth sense, you know, what is the dynamic? Is it natural or supernatural? And from a natural standpoint, I don't know of any scientific basis for the idea that we can perceive the future. I mean, when you start getting into ideas where people might suggest that, oftentimes it sounds more like science fiction than it does science or fantasy. And then if it's supernatural, then what would be the source? And Satan doesn't know the future, but he has a pretty good vantage point to predict what's going on, and he can whisper things into our minds, or he may know some information that's contemporary to right now that you just haven't heard about yet. And so that could be a snare in the sense that people often who think they've got ESP start trying to develop this through meditation or other means, and it's a doorway into the occult. And of course, there are all kinds of psychics who claim to have this power. But I do think there is an answer to your question in the most fundamental way, and Hank already said this, and I agree, that God does and can definitely reveal to us things that we need to know. But if he does, it's for a purpose that has to do with the upbuilding of our faith in Jesus Christ. And it's not just for idle curiosity or for something that has no edifying consequence.
And of course, getting back to the Christian Research Journal, this is a topic that is often broached in the Christian Research Journal. We want people to know not only about the kingdom of the cults so that they can use the deviations of the cults as springboards or opportunities for sharing truth, but we want them to know about the dangers inherent in the world of the occult.
That's right.
And all of that covered in the Christian Research Journal. Again, this broadcast is designed to tell you about the Christian Research Journal so that you will get the Christian Research Journal so that the Christian Research Journal can be used as a tool to equip you to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you with gentleness and with respect. And Melanie, there are just so many different kinds of topics that we deal with in the journal. I think about the viewpoint column. We haven't mentioned that a lot, but in the issue that we're talking about, Douglas Grootheis writes about social action.
One thing that we do in Viewpoint is sometimes there's topics that are provocative that Christians might have different views on. And this is one of them. You know, we hear a lot today about different kinds of social causes that are becoming hip within evangelicalism, like things that are very noteworthy, like caring for the environment or caring for the poor or HIV, AIDS in Africa and so forth. But what about other social issues that evangelicals have dealt with in the past, like abortion or same-sex marriage and those kinds of things? And so this is what this particular op-ed piece addresses. How should we view those things? Are some things more important than others? How are we to be involved as Christians in the public square?
So again, Elliot, the bottom line of all of this is to learn discernment skills.
You just said it, Hank. Yes. You know, we certainly aren't there just to hand out answers. We're not trying to become the Protestant Vatican. We've got the From the Throne of Peter answer to what the truth is. But we're doing what all Christians need to be doing, and that is we are seeking to test all things by Scripture. And then as ministers in the body of Christ, as teachers in particular, which is what I think is a function that the CRI ministry is exercising, we are seeking to equip other Christians also to be able to do that, not to be dependent upon us, but to be able to then go out after getting these principles and to test and you know, see by Scripture whether something is acceptable or not.
And of course, you have this whole issue of global warming that we need tremendous discernment skills on. It's very hip to believe in global warming. And the moment you ask people to exercise their discernment skills, to put on their baloney detector, they say, well, aren't you for the environment? Yes, we are, but you still need discernment skills when you hear someone like Al Gore talk about global warming, because you ultimately have to learn not only how to ask the right questions, but how to ask the right questions in the right sequence. Otherwise, you can be fooled. And if you have your eye on the wrong ball, there are enormous consequences. If, for example, you spend $1 trillion or more dollars, and the cost of global warming is far in excess of $1 trillion, but if you spend $1 trillion on global warming and you're not really dealing with the real issue, then you're taking resources away from where it really needs to go. For 200 billion, every single person on the planet right now that doesn't have fresh water could have fresh water. So again, it's so critical that we exercise discernment, because if we don't, we are going to follow a siren sound and end up dashed against the rocks. And again, the Christian Research Journal is all about learning discernment skills, from effective evangelism to practical hermeneutics to the viewpoint to the reviews to the feature articles. This is a magazine that you need, and I urge you to subscribe today. You can do it on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000. Sierra, and do remember, this is a ministry supported by believers just like you. Without your support, we simply could not do what we do. The primary research that goes into the Christian Research Journal, the kind of research that allows us to put together resources on the World Wide Web that are a survival kit for Christians living in a postmodern era. We don't have to capitulate. If we exercise our job descriptions, we can change the culture. A few scared, scattered disciples turned an empire upside down. We can do the same. The matter is in your hands. Again, the Christian Research Journal, one of the tools to equip you to make a difference while there's yet time. Out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Bible Answer Man program. Elliot Miller and Melanie Cogdill have been our guests these past 2 days, unpacking the intriguing articles, essays, and commentaries in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. If you enjoy the quality of programming from the Bible Answer Man, then the Christian Research Journal is a publication you'll really appreciate. With a caliber of articles, editorials, reporting, and graphics you just won't find anywhere else, we encourage you to start your subscription today. If you already subscribe to the journal, you can also give a gift subscription by calling 888-7000-CRI or order 24 hours a day online at www.equip.org. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Through historical revelations and inspirational insights into the person and work of Christ, Hank Hanegraaff leads you on a truth-filled journey to the very heart of Christmas. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 devotionals that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. Get this personal or family devotional by December 1st and prepare your heart daily until December 25th with renewed appreciation for Emmanuel, God with us. Also, get your Christmas shopping done early this year and give the Heart of Christmas to a loved one or friend. Pre-order the Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas music on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or the Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas music CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts. Check it out at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the teachings of self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Does he promote personal power or harmful hedonism? Lee Strobel equips you to share your faith in natural settings in our effective evangelism column. And don't miss our feature article on the moral views of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins as the journal examines the question, can morality be based in our selfish evolutionary past? Also, don't miss a review of the influential internet movie Zeitgeist, our practical hermeneutics department, viewpoint articles, or our ever-popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.